I glance up stupidly at a pair of feet encased in bulletproof-looking brown leather hiking boots, then further up at the corduroy trousers and beige jacket of an elderly German tourist. "Trying to get a signal," I mutter, and scramble out of the lift on all fours, feeling extremely stupid. I tiptoe along the beige-carpeted corridor to my room, racking my brains for an explanation. This whole setup stinks like a week old haddock. What's going on? Ramona, whoever the hell she is, I'd put hard money on her being mixed in with it. And that entropy blip was big. But it's gone now. Someone gating in, I wonder. Or a proximal invocation. I pause in front of my door and hold my hand above the door handle for a few seconds. The handle is cold. Not just metal at ambient cold, but frigid and smoking liquid nitrogen cold. "Oops," I say very quietly, and keep on walking down the corridor until I arrive at the next room door. Then I pull out my phone and speed dial Angleton.
"Bob, sit rep."
I lick my lips. "I'm still alive. While I was in the elevator, my tertiary proximity alarm redlined, then dropped back. I got to my room, and the door handle feels like it's measuring room temperature in single-digit kelvins. I'm now outside the adjacent door. I figure it's a hit, and unless you tell me otherwise, I'm calling a code blue."
"This isn't the code blue you're here to deal with."
Angleton sounds dryly amused, which is pretty much what I expect from him.
"But you might want to make a note that your activation key is 007, just in case you need it later."
"You what?" I glare at the phone in disbelief, then punch the number into the keypad. "Jesus, Angleton, someday let me explain this concept called password security to you. I'm not meant to be able to hack my own action locks and start shooting on a whim."
"But you didn't, did you?"
He sounds even more amused as my phone beeps twice and makes a metallic clicking noise.
"You may not have time to ask when the shit hits the fan. That's why I kept it simple. Now, give me a sit rep,"
he adds crisply. "I'm going live." I frantically punch a couple of buttons and invisible moths flutter up and down my spine. When they fade away, the corridor looks darker somehow and more threatening. "Half live. My terminal is active." I fumble around in my pocket and pull out a small webcam, click it into place in the expansion slot on top of my phone. Now my phone has got two cameras. "Okay, Scorpion Stare loaded. I'm armed. What can I expect?" There's a buzzing noise from the door lock next to me, and the green LED flashes.
"Hopefully nothing right now, but open the door and go inside. Your backup team should be in place to give you your briefing, unless something's gone very wrong in the last 5 minutes."
"Jesus, Angleton."
"That is my name. You shouldn't swear so much. The walls have ears."
He still sounds amused, the omniscient bastard. I don't know how he does it. I'm not cleared for that shit, but I always have a feeling that he can see over my shoulder.
"Go inside. That's an order."
I take a deep breath, raise my phone, and open the door.
"Hiya, Bob."
Pinky looks up from the battered instrument case, his hands hovering over a compact computer keyboard. He's wearing a fetching batik sarong, a bushy handlebar moustache, and not much else. I'm not going to give him the pleasure of knowing just how much this disturbs me, or how relieved I am to see him. "Where's Brains?" I ask, closing the door behind me and exhaling slowly.
"In the closet. Don't worry, he'll be coming out soon enough."
Pinky points a digit at the row of storage doors fronting the wall adjacent to my room.
"Angleton sent us. He said you'd need briefing."
Am I the only one here who doesn't know what's going on?
"Probably,"
he grins.
"Nothing to worry about, old buddy."
He glances at my trio.
"Would you mind not pointing that thing at me?"
"Oh, sorry." I lower it hastily and eject the second camera that turns it into a Scorpion Stare terminal, a basilisk device capable of blowing apart chunks of organic matter within visual range by convincing them that some of their carbon nuclei are made of silicon. "Are you going to tell me what's happening?"
Sure.
He sounds unconcerned.
You're being destiny entangled with a new partner, and we're here to make sure she doesn't accidentally kill and eat you before the ritual is complete.
I'm being what?
I hate it when I squeak.
She's from the Black Chamber. You're supposed to be working together on something big, and the old man wants you to be able to draw on her abilities when you need help.
What do you mean, draw on her? Like I'm a trainee tattooist now? I've got a horrible feeling I know what he's talking about, and I don't like it one little bit. But it would explain why Angleton sent Pinky and Brains to be my backup team. They're old housemates, and the bastard thinks they'll make me feel more comfortable.